יברכך אדוני וישמרך. יאר אדוני פניו אליך ויחונקה. יישא אדוני פניו אליך וישם לך שלום.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
Today, of course, is June 9th, right? 2026. But it's actually in God's eyes, Sivan 24, 5786. Yesterday was an important day historically, and it's a day that really changed everything because it was so important. Mordecai drafts a decree to all Jews of the Persian Empire, that's Iran, empowering the Jews to defend themselves. That was Esther chapter 8, 9 through 11. Look how important that is historically, what's going on right now. Our scriptures are from the book of Numbers, chapter 13, verse 1 through chapter 15, verse 41. Also, Joshua chapter 2, 1 through 24, and Matthew 10, 1 through 14. Now, yesterday we began to look at what was going on and what was happening. And it was important because the history lesson sounds just like us today. A tremendous opportunity for Israel to go forth into the promised land. Tremendous opportunity. God had absolutely brought them to that place. They sent out the spies. They come back with grapes that are so large, the grapes were sitting on a pole between two men because the cluster was so large. Look at this. Look what God has done. And so what happened was, is because they looked at the cluster, how large they were, they became afraid because there was giants in the land. So they begin to operate in despair. And they begin to grumble and complain against God. And they went into the sin of grumbling and gossip. And both these are forms of evil speech and are resulting in a critical spirit. Watch yourself, child of God, about having a critical spirit in your life. Now, gossip destroys friendships, relationships, destroys the quality of life for those around you and yourself. It's like, imagine going to a zoo and you take some cranky, undisciplined five-year-olds. And they see the lions, but they're sulking because you did not buy them the cotton candy they wanted. And you show them the zebras and they're angry because it does not want, you don't hold his hand, and off they go. They see the monkeys and they're having just a bad day because they wanted French fries, and you buy them French fries and they leave them uneaten because they complain they are soggy. Now, at the end of the day, they did not see the lions, the zebras, the monkeys, did not eat the French fries, and they had a miserable day, and so have you. And the child transformed what could have been a wonderful experience into a horrible one for no good reason. Now, the adults, we do the same thing. We look at the situation, and we look at the child and how unruly. But we don't see our own complaints, grumbling, murmuring, because they're just as petty. And adults are usually sophisticated enough, hear me, to disguise their childish tantrums and inner discontentment. We disguise them with serious adult issues, concerns, complaint. And with the, it's like a child, you know, soaking over the soggy French fries. Now, the worst part of the trip to the zoo is this part. Missing the good things. We spend time sulking and fussing, but we never enjoy the good things God continually gives to us. We never even notice them. Now, hear me, because I'm going to shock you here, okay? The Bible teaches that God hears all our complaints and negativity. Well, I know that, you said, but wait a minute. The ancient teachers taught that, are you ready? Buckle your belts. That the complaining and the complainer is the same as an atheist. Whoa, no. See, because an atheist complaints deny the existence of God. That's what they do. God's not here. God's not alive. There's no such thing as God. On and on they go. Because here's what happens. If there's no God, if there's no God, then no one hears their bitter complaints or can chastise them and correct their lifestyles. So they were able to go forward. God wanted them to go forward. They could have gone forward, but they made all kinds of excuses. Oh, yeah, it's milk and honey, so and so. But the cities are greatly fortified. But Caleb said, wait a minute. We can go in and take possessions. We're able to do it. But they did not agree. So we cannot go in because we are grasshoppers in the sight of the giants.
Wow.
So the entire community says, we would have rather have died in Egypt than have come here to this land to be fallen by the sword. Let's go back to Egypt. You want to go back to Egypt? You want to go back and roam around for 38 years when it was right in front of you? History.
Jesus.